take your seats. School is now in session.
Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why?
Just one. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all. Hey guys, welcome back to Homeschool Podcast. I'm Augustino Zoida, the host of the Homeschool Podcast, and it is great to have you. Thank you so much. I know you got a lot of options for podcasts out there, so the fact that you're here means a lot to us. All right, you guys, I mean it. Today, we have a very special person calling in, Mr. Steve Simone, a good friend of mine, hilarious comedian, and one of the best people I know. Ever since I've been a comedian, all right, you guys? And he's been on here many times before. And, you know, during this pandemic, if you will, we are having some of our favorites and some of our, best guests call in. Just so, listen, we're practicing social distancing, whatever you may believe. I don't know exactly what I believe of what's going on here. I half believe something, half believe something else. So, but regardless, that we're not taking any chances. I don't want to be the cause of like spreading anything, whether I have any symptoms or not, which I don't. But either way, you never know. I don't want to give nothing to nobody. Okay, and I don't want anybody to give anything to me. So we are having guests call in for the time being. So Steve Simone's going to call in today. Real quick, this episode is brought to you by Embrace Pet Insurance. Listen, guys, I know everybody with this health alarming concerns going around that everyone's frantic to get themselves health insurance if they never had it before. A lot of people probably heard that if you have health insurance, that, anything COVID-19, coronavirus related, that they're waiving the copays for it. But you got to actually have insurance for that. Everyone's frantically trying to get themselves insurance. And, that's good. That's a good thing. I mean, you had to have it this year anyway, because in California, they're taxing you on that. But don't forget about the pets, okay? Listen, guys, crazy shit is going down. So if stuff is going to go down, you should probably, be prepared with your pet too. You don't want them to get sick. I'm not saying that the virus pets can carry. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I am saying the last thing you need right now, while you're hiding out in quarantine, trying to take care of yourself and your family's health, the last thing you need is for your pet to get sick or have an accident or something, and then you have a big vet bill. All you need is another sick person to take care of right now, okay, right? Those bills get expensive, and vet bills can be as expensive as human medical bills, man. Believe me, I know from experience. You don't want to be in a situation where you're going, hey, do I have to choose between saving my pet's life or, the next couple of months' rent dropping all at once? That's a bad decision that you don't want to be in. It is very important. I urge you to at least look into getting your pet insured. Hit up Pet Insurance, Embrace Pet Insurance, okay? I'm going to put a link in the description. You can go to my website, homeschooledpod.com, click on sponsors, and you can click on the Embrace link. And all it's going to do is take you to get a quote. You're just going to fill in a couple of things about your pet, and you'll get a quote and see how much it'll cost you. Doesn't hurt anybody, okay? Also, this episode is brought to you by Masterclass, something very important right now. While you're home, bored, and looking for something to do, I've said it a couple times already on previous episodes. You do not want this thing to be over, and then you finally are back at work, and you finally are doing stuff, and all you're doing is playing catch-up. You do not want this thing to be over, and you didn't do anything on your to-do list that you always put off because you don't have time. Now you have a lot of time, and you're going to be really ashamed of yourself if you didn't even try to get some of that stuff done during this downtime. Hit the ground running when we do get back on track. So listen, if there's something you want to learn or get better at or break into career-wise or hobby-wise or just something you're passionate about, art, stand-up comedy, writing, acting, photography, music, cooking, I mean, there's a class for just about anything you can think of, and you can sign up for Masterclass. So click the link in the description, or again, go to homeschooledpod.com, click on sponsors, and you can see all the sponsors there, and Masterclass is one of them. While you're on there, why don't you head on over to the merch tab, click on merch, and pick up a t-shirt, a Homeschooled Podcast t-shirt, because right about now, we could sure use the support. I had a lot of comedy tour dates canceled, you guys. I'm not really one for asking for charity. I'm not really one to ask people for a GoFundMe or anything like that. But what I will say is if you can help support, a t-shirt or something would be great. I had like 3 months worth of tour dates cancel on me. Right now, I'm trying to survive off of sponsorships of this podcast and t-shirt sales. I'm doing my best. So if there's anybody out there, if you guys want to head over to the website homeschooledpod.com, click on merch. I got t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, coffee mugs, and it's all with the really cool Homeschool Podcast design. That's called the ex-president's design, and it's a limited time because that particular design will not be available after we hit episode 300. All right, you guys, that's the business. Thank you so much for not fast-forwarding through it because, you know, I need that support, you guys. So now let's call Steve Simone. I'm going to pull up my phone, and let's give him a call. Should be ringing any second. Call failed. Great. That's all I need is for my service to go out too. 1 second. Sorry, guys. We'll get this right. 1 second. Oh, you hear that? It's trying to do something. Let's try it again. Oh, this is great radio. Calling. Here we go. All right.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Do you have your podcast voice on right now?
Is it my podcast voice?
Yeah. Normally. Like, hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you holding up over there on your side?
I'm watching this Tiger King on Netflix, and it is...
Oh, I saw that.
Beyond words.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't begin to describe it.
I saw that, so it's pretty good. A documentary about that guy who is raising tigers.
It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Why?
When you watch it, you'll be like, "Oh, because it's not just about like the tiger. It's just completely crazy, criminal-minded lunatics."
Whoa. Wow, it sounds interesting. Maybe I should give it a try.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing. I can't even put it in words. There's nothing. If somebody wrote this, nobody would believe it.
Really?
Oh, like, beyond.
So, like.
It's horrifying and hilarious. It's like, I don't know.
Wow.
How to begin to describe it.
But do you watch a lot of documentaries? Like are you a documentary guy?
In theory, you know, like I just don't have time to watch
anything,
and that's been one of the blessings of this lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's forcing me to sort of unplug a little bit and recharge. It's like one of the many blessings of this pandemic.
Yeah. Because I think the last couple of times that I had you on the podcast, we kind of talked about how I was like, Steve, you need to just go away for a couple of days and, you know, binge watch some shows and relax and not worry about anything. And now you're kind of doing that.
I'm trying my best to do that. It's so funny. But it's like yesterday I had like a two-hour Google Hangout. I don't even know how to use that. It's hilarious. But like a two-hour Google Hangout on a screenplay I'm writing. And I was giving notes on a television pitch, and I'm like, wait a second. This is the second podcast I've done today. I'm like, wait. The whole world's come to a halt, and I'm still busier than I've ever been.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing something wrong.
Isn't
because God is giving me this time to slow down and just pray and get closer to God. And what am I doing? Like, I'm still working.
Yeah.
Like a lunatic. I don't know, man. But to your point, I'm trying my best to do that.
Yeah.
I'm really making an effort now.
Well, you know, man, it's like, I know, I think yesterday I texted you that, right? I was just like, you know, there's no place to go. There's nothing to do. And yet you and I are still busy. You know, we still couldn't make time to sit down and do a podcast.
I got to go pick up Shuby. I got to do this. I got to do that. I'm like, what are we doing, man?
Well, you know what, man? Oh, we're so used to work that were probably, at least I can't speak for you, but I'm not afraid, really. I mean, I guess it's okay to be afraid. And in some ways, I am afraid. I'm afraid of not working. Like, I don't know how to do it. And it's not, I sure know how to relax. I sure know how to take a couple of hours and enjoy something. It's just that I don't know how to, like, I'm afraid that when everything goes back to normal, I'm going to be behind. And I'm going to be mad at myself for not doing more or trying to help people. You know what I mean? Like, I can't get on stage, and it drives me absolutely insane. It drives me nuts that I can't get on stage. So I'm like, I'm just trying to be creative on how I can do stuff. Like, okay, we can still podcast. We can still, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, did you see, and by the way, this is kind of what I want this episode to be about, because
okay. The
past couple of episodes, and I'm sure no matter what podcast you listen to, people are talking about this. I don't care what podcast you listen to.
Everybody everywhere is talking about this.
Exactly. So the last few episodes, we've talked about this. You know, I've had people on, what do we think this is and how should we act and stuff like that. But this one, I want it to be about, like, you know, the upsides to it, the positive. And I want this to be like spreading positivity. You know what I mean?
Well, that's all I see out of this right now.
Okay.
Because... like, I've had a weird relationship with Los Angeles in general. Like, I've found over my 20 years here that the people that have grown up in Los Angeles, such as yourself,
mm-hmm.
are amazing, cool people. They really are. They're not the type of people that, when I think of Hollywood, I think of those negative stereotypes of narcissism, selfish people, lack of community, lack of family values. Like, and I've had a problem with the city for that. Like, I have a whole bit on my new hour about just holding doors open for people. And, like, how people in L.A. in general, prior to this pandemic, would just, like, walk by.
Yeah.
They'd make you feel bad about holding the door for them. And for the last couple of years, I didn't know what was going to happen. I just felt like I was on borrowed time, and I was like, I do not want to be in L.A. for the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just be like, God, just lead me where you want me to be. I used to think that, like, so I worked the road so much that I would be, like, on an airplane. Right as we were leaving the ground, I would see everything start to shake, and I thought it would be an earthquake or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be here for it, to be honest with you, because I was like, people in L.A. are selfish. They're not going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to just, it's going to be every man for himself. And when we started to go on lockdown, I thought that was what was going to happen. But in my personal experience, I've seen nothing but the opposite.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Like, everybody's coming together. This is forcing us to realize what's truly important. And it's none of the things that we were chasing. It's like, everybody's like, oh, it's really about your family. It's about your friends. It's about your neighbors. It's about appreciating the little things. I can't tell you how many families I've seen in my neighborhood now just going for walks together.
Yeah, me
like
too.
Like, spending legit quality family time. And I'm like, I didn't even know there were families in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because everybody's so caught up in that rat race of hustle, 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 hustle. And look, we're both guilty of that, right?
Yeah.
Like, even during this pandemic, we're like, how am I going to sell this project? How am I going to record this? And I think God is going, hey, man, slow everything down. You're lost.
Mm.
And this is what's important. And I think that's the blessing out of all this. And I think people are listening. I think people are listening. Because, like, I have a friend of mine. She's in her 80s. I'm concerned about her. And she's like, Steve, all my neighbors are dropping off food. They're asking me if I need anything. She's like, everybody's coming together to help me.
That's great.
Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's truly, truly awesome.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's still some assholes out there, of course.
There's always gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to the supermarkets and stuff, and you see, you know, the people that have hoarded everything, you know, and you know, even I sent you that thing that I had posted in my neighborhood on the Nextdoor app that, you know, I was putting lights up outside.
Yeah.
You know, dude, that got a huge response. I mean, on my block alone, there's two people that are doing it, so there's like now three houses on my block that with lights out, and then I mean there's probably like 80 people in total in the whole neighborhood that have joined in. You know what I mean? It's just great.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. But then, of course, there was this like one asshole that went in the chat and just like shit on everybody, you know. So there's still assholes out there, and there's still people,
and there's always going to be.
Yeah, that's
they're just lost souls.
I see people that are just like, you know, bitching about stuff like, oh, I can't believe you guys don't have this. You know, I was in the supermarket. Somebody was bitching about them not having something. It's like, yeah, dude, we know, you know, like
be grateful for what you have.
Yeah. I see. But like what you said, the majority is people just being nicer. You know, I have been walking, you know, every day with my dog out in this neighborhood. And now when I do it, there is all my neighbors saying hi to me. Saying good morning.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's almost like they want to spread the positivity.
Like I was crazy if I said good morning to them.
Yeah.
But they would look at me like I spit in their face.
Yeah.
Or if I held the door, or if like I went into a coffee shop and I said please and thank you. Like even the baristas would be like, what did you say? I'm like, I can see that you're busy, but me a time, please get. And now everybody's doing that. Mm-hmm. And I, like, not to be pessimistic, but I think the economic repercussions of this are going to last a long time. And I think we're going to need to even be kinder and more cooperative and more compassionate to our neighbors, because the only way we're going to get through this is together.
Yeah.
And I'm beyond confident we will.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that we're all going to kind of... I think my prediction is, I don't think you're being pessimistic. I think you're being realistic. My prediction is that this is going to last a little while, but I think that we're all going to kind of adjust to the new normal. But mm-hmm. I hope that it's a giant wake up call for us to get more prepared and help each other, because I think that we haven't seen the worst of it. I think it's going to be just kind of like numb like this for a while. And I think it's going to get worse like in October. That's my prediction.
What's the disease itself or the economic stuff?
Everything. I think I don't know what it is, but I just feel like something bad, maybe the same thing or maybe something different, is going to happen even worse in October. I think right before our election, I think something crazy is going to happen. So maybe this is to kind of a wake up call for us to all get our act together.
Amen. Yeah, I think God's been forcing us all to get quiet and be isolated.
Yeah.
And just sort of take an inventory of our lives and to sort of listen. You know, cause how often do we do that? Like, even people that believe and people that pray, we're always sending prayers up. But how many times do we just get quiet and try to listen? And
yeah.
I think that's happening. And I think people are responding. Like, I really do. I think we realize that this is a team sport and we need each other to get through it.
Yeah. You know, Schubert called in on the last episode and he was saying that...
Schubert-dubi.
Yeah. Not necessarily saying what you're saying, but he also was saying, like, you know, people really need to appreciate what they have. Like, a lot of people have taken a lot of things for granted for a long time.
Oh, everything. Like, for the last couple of years on my podcast, I've been doing a gratitude list for like 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're grateful for what you have, chances are you're not going to be miserable. There's less of a chance you're going to be miserable for what you don't have.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just a way of sort of rewiring your brain.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to stay positive,
dude. It's the little things, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little things that are everything.
I like to think that I don't take anything for granted, but, you know, of course I do. I'm sure there's things that I do. You know, there's little luxuries that we're not entitled to that we use every day, and then we bitch if they're taken away. But I, for the most part, I think I'm staying positive, dude. Like somebody on Monday, Steve... I came outside and I found my car. Somebody stole the hood off of it, the grill, like they just took a bunch of parts off my car. Yeah, man. And like, I was just like,
right off the street in Sherman Oaks, broad daylight,
in front of my house. Well, they must have did it in the middle of the night. Which, by the way, Sunday night was pouring rain, dude. So whoever did it was like in the rain in the middle of the night. Who knows?
They
like.
Must have needed it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They must have really needed it. And like, you know, my other other cars were parked out on the street there, and like, nothing else was touched. So it's almost like, you know, somebody needed the parts for their own car. Maybe they had the same exact car. I ended up taking it to the body shop, and it was more things missing than I thought. So the hood, the grill, fender liners, like all the bolts.
Did you do a police report?
Yeah, I did a police report, but you know that the non-emergency police office is closed, so I had to do an online police report because, like, pretty much all offices and businesses are closed. So I did do a police report, but, you know, I am a little bummed out about it because, to tell you the truth, I kind of looked for that car for a long time. It's a Jeep, and I was in the market for a Jeep for a couple of years, and I saved up for it, and
yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, man, and you know, once I saved up the money, it took me like another 2 years just to find the right one because for the price, you know, it's hard to find one with low miles and stuff because they're pretty expensive, you know, if depending on what kind you want. But I just ended up settling for like a Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is one of the ones that I really liked, and it's really cool. And, you know, I was starting to put some stuff into it. So, of course, I'm bummed out, dude. But, you know, I'm trying to be positive. Like, hey, you know what? I got another car. I have another car. It could be worse.
That's crazy.
You know, it could be worse because I took it to the body shop.
And if your biggest problem is a thing, something happened to a thing.
Yeah.
Then that's not a problem.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to stay positive, dude. You know.
No, but seriously, think about that. Like, there are people dying every day. We're afraid to leave our home.
Yeah.
Because we're afraid that either we're going to get sick or we're going to make some worse. We're going to make somebody else sick. Nobody wants to be the outbreak monkey. You know, nobody wants to be asymptomatic and like, oh, here's a hug, grandma. Oh, what did I do? So, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, think about how blessed you have to be to even have that problem.
Yeah. Man, I'm not taking any chances. I don't know exactly what this is. I have my beliefs and theories, but regardless, you don't want to take risks. Like, you know, I wear gloves and a mask to the grocery store. I don't have any symptoms, but then again, you don't know if you could be a carrier.
Correct.
So the last thing I want to do is get somebody sick or get myself sick. And then, you know, I might have, I was listening to, my main news source, which is Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli. but he had this, he recently did an episode that's called Coronavirus with him and Eddie Bravo. And I forget the guy's name, but this guy is like a genius. Like, he's like a doctor in biology. He's a biology engineer. And they've had him on for a couple of other things. And he talks, they had him on when they were talking about like vaccinations and stuff. And this one, he was saying like, people don't really understand how viruses work. It's not he's like, no doctor even knows how the immune system works. He's like, some people's immune system's different than others. So like, I could have it and have no symptoms, but my immune system is like so strong, it's not affecting me. But then I can carry it.
Everybody should be working on right now.
Yeah, and then I can come home.
Like, I'm taking vitamin C, zinc, A.
Me too.
B3, beta carotene, B. I'm taking everything.
Yeah, and I, you know, I can come home and I can give it to my wife, who she may not have as strong immune system as I do. You know,
exactly.
And you just don't know. I'm taking all precautions, and I think that who was I talking with recently? We were saying that, you know, it's more common if you grew up with a childhood, like I'm pretty sure you did, Steve, you know, and I did. I grew up with a childhood with brothers and sisters. You know, you're always around germs and you're out playing in the dirt, in the mud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a childhood. As where a lot of these kids today, they don't do that. They're inside. They're on the computer. They're on video games, social media. So when you get older, you don't have a strong immune system because you were never really exposed to dirt.
So funny, my mom used to say that she'd make us go play in the dirt just so we'd build our immune system.
Oh, it's great for you. I mean, it's just like, you know, Uncle Joey has that bit about the peanut allergy and, you know, today, right? You've heard him do it?
And swimming in the Hudson River.
Yeah, and he's talking about, like, when he was a kid, he was allergic to maple syrup, and he goes, but I would eat it all the time. Or he was allergic to dogs, too, and I think he would always, like, hug a dog, and it was like he built the immune system. So it's kind of the same. Like, if you have a sheltered life, if your kid has a sheltered life, when you get older, they're going to be more prone to getting viruses and diseases, and it's going to everyone's going to react differently.
Yeah, and I think that's the interesting thing about this. Like, I think that's a metaphor of like how sheltered of a country and how spoiled you are.
Now, do you know what I'm talking about? Not necessarily. I'm saying, like, do I for sure know what I'm talking about? No, like, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor.
No.
I'm not a biological engineer, but I am telling you what I've heard, and I'm telling you I don't want to take any chances. Like, I don't, you know?
Right.
I'm going to protect people around me and myself. You got to protect yourself. You know, it's like when you're on an airplane. They tell you to put your own mask on before you help others, right? You got to protect yourself first, because if something happens to me, I can't provide for my family, you know?
Right.
Like, if something happens to me, like, I'm responsible for my wife over here, and my parents live right downstairs, right? On the same block as me. Like, I got to take care of this little unit right here. And if I'm not healthy, I can't do that.
Correct.
I don't know. That's where I feel about it. But anyway, back to spreading positivity.
Well, I think, like, what you were talking about, like, in terms of people, like, their immune systems being weak, I think as a society, we've been pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been so spoiled, and like what we just a month ago, what we perceived as a problem, like, people were legitimately upset that their feelings got hurt.
Yeah,
and they thought people should be punished for not agreeing with them or for having different opinions. Or,
what a good
or
point!
Just making them upset.
What a good
and
point!
And that's how spoiled we were.
Yeah,
and now it's like, really? Well, how about, do you have food? Do you have a roof over your head?
Mm-hmm.
Is your family breathing? Well, if you have that, then you have everything.
Yeah.
So stop complaining and start celebrating.
Man, that's so true. So true. Before, our biggest fear was words, how they're going to offend us.
Bullshit. I can't believe you think that. Well, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Let people be different. God. So, But I think that's all done now. I think now that we're presented with a real problem, all those other things seem as trivial as they should be.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's an excellent point.
And now we just have to work together to solve this. And I'm telling you, I think the economy is going to be lumped up, but I think we're going to be able to get through it all together. Like, I know I've talked to a bunch of comedians, and we're planning a bunch of benefit shows for comics and the wait staff and clubs. And then once we take care of the needs of our own community, we'll work out the kinks of these online podcast telethons or live shows that will be streamed across the world. And then we'll be able to raise some serious money for the needs of other people. I just don't know what people are going to need and how we're going to be able to help them. But I know that there's some amazing comedians out there with big hearts that want to help people. And I think if comedians are willing to do it, everybody else is willing to do it.
Like, absolutely.
I don't know. I think I read somewhere that, like, some of these, like, General Motors or Ford, they shut down their plants just to make medical supplies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, this is incredible.
That's
like,
incredible.
This is it. This is what we needed. This is what we need to make us all work together.
I've heard that a lot of breweries are, now that they're shut down, they are actually using their resources to make, like, homemade sanitizer, because they, with the alcohol, they have the means.
That's awesome.
And they're giving it away.
That's great. That's exactly what I'm talking about. People are coming together.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because, man, if my neighbor is hurting, it's eventually going to hurt me too. You know, we're all in this together. We got to make sure that everybody gets by. Like, I'm not making
and
a ton of money because... You know, I'm sure you too. I had like 3 months of gigs canceled, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, comics are hurting. I mean, we've always been broke comics. Like, comics are, we've always had to definitely work hard for the money. And now, you know, we had it all. I was starting to have like some great tour dates coming up, and it all got taken away, like, just like that. And we're still like, so like, well, we got to help because, you know, I don't have a lot of money, but you know what? I'm going to start, buying a gift card to that place that I always go to, you know what I mean? While they're down, and support them. You got to.
Yeah, like I got to, like, Carlo from Domingo's Italian Deli, he's reached out to me because he wants to feed all the nurses at Children's Hospital, and he's going from firehouse to firehouse.
Oh, that's
dropping
great.
Dropping off food for all the first responders. So then yesterday I was like, well, I don't really want to go to Ralph's because that seems like a petri dish of God knows what.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's practicing social distancing until we walk into a grocery store. So I went to Domingo's yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I got to support these small businesses. Let me tell you.
Were they open?
It's like Christmas. Yeah, they're open. And with cold cuts, I'm like, this is the best sandwich I've ever had.
Wow.
I'm making homemade sandwiches. I'm making homemade pizzas. I'm loving this lockdown. they're going to have to cut me out of my apartment. I'm eating, like, now I have time to slow things down. Like, I'm like, I'm going to do chicken parmesan. I'm going to do a baked ziti. I'm going to do a lasagna. I got a couple. I got 8 frozen meatballs left from my mom. I'm going to do a pot of gravy. On Sunday, I'm going to go to Domingo's and pick up some Italian sausage. It's going to be the best. I'm eating my face off. This is the greatest thing ever.
You know that Marie E.T. Cafe where I always go, where we sit outside? Yep. And over there, they just sent out like a mass email that you can buy a gift card for when they're back up. I'm going to do that, dude. I'm going to buy a gift card to, just support while they're down.
Send me that link. I'll do that.
Yeah, it's just an email. I'll forward it to you. I'm going to do it. And it just says, you can send it to somebody. I was going to think of somebody else that always goes there. I'll send them a gift card there. You got to like really try to support all these small businesses the most, because like the other day, Jen was like, let's order pizza. I go, okay. And she's like, usually we get Domino's because they're cheap. And I was just like, you know what? No, I don't want to get Domino's. I'm sorry.
Right, got to go to Brooklyn Pizza Wagon or something. Close by. Like, mom and pop. Let me tell you, and these mom and pop places, they have everything the big stores don't. And there's something about walking into a place and they know your name.
Yeah.
It means something. And I would pay a premium to go to a mom and pop place because the customer service is always better.
Yeah.
Because it means something to them. It's the best. It's a better product. It's better service. And that's what's going to build our economy. It's the small business. It's the little guy. It's normal people helping other normal people.
I know that like corporations like Domino's, I know that they got employees too. I know they got delivery guys too. But I'm sorry. I just at a time like this, I don't want to give my money to a corporation. Well, I want to support those
little.
The last
thing I want to do, if it's going to be my last meal, my last slice of pizza I ever ate, the Domino's. God wouldn't be able to let me in that. You're like, you had a choice.
Yeah.
And this is what you chose. I'm telling you, have you been to the Pizza Wagon of Brooklyn yet?
No.
Ventura?
No.
Bro.
Is it really good?
Do yourself a favor.
Pizza Brooklyn? What's it called?
One of their Sicilian pies. It's the greatest thing ever.
What's it called? The Sicilian Brooklyn? What?
Joey for his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is it called?
The Pizza Wagon of Brooklyn. It's right next to
Pizza Crave. Wagon. That's right. He told me about that.
Yeah.
Have you tried the new, right around the corner for me it opened, and I had never even tried it, the Gino East, like Chicago style?
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. But
yeah, like I'm trying to support.
It was good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we got Pagliacci's on the corner here where Schubert and I usually eat. Like, we're trying to support them. I want to support, Sushi Dan is like my go-to sushi spot. I got to support those guys. Like, and trust me, I absolutely hate getting sushi to go, but I got to get something. I got to get a California roll. Like, you got to support those guys. You know what I mean?
We need each other right now. Like, my heart goes out for all the servers because, like, thank God, this is the first time in my life where, like, I had a little cushion, and like for so many years out here, I was just going paycheck to paycheck, and to be out here in a city like Los Angeles without your family, without any savings, and to be out of work overnight through no fault of your own is horrifying.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And then some people actually get their health insurance through their job, and all of a sudden that's just gone.
Yeah.
At a time like this when everyone's concerned with their health, it's just gone. It's tough, man. Have you heard anything from the Comedy Store? I heard that they may not even open until April 20th, if that.
Yeah, well, I think that's a citywide decree. Let me tell you something. The Comedy Store stepped up huge.
Yeah.
They're still paying their employees. I mean, it sucks because they rely on tips, but they're still getting a check.
Wow.
And what they've done is, in Nipsey's honor, they started this thing called the Comedians Assistance Fund.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that we're all gig to gig.
Yeah.
And our industry's gone for right now. It's temporarily shut down, live performance.
Yeah.
So they've partnered up with the Motion Picture Television Fund because, like, we don't have any union protection, and the Motion Picture Television Fund takes all the people that are with SAG and the Directors Guild and the Writers Guild, and all the people that work in showbiz, it's like the hub of all the they have dedicated social workers there that take care of people in the entertainment industry in times of need. Well, the Comedy Store about 2-3 years ago stepped up and gave them a chunk of money and said, like, look, this is for our comedians. We want to address mental health. We want to address health insurance. Some comics are out of work. They might need a car to start driving Uber. They might need short-term assistance to pay their rent. And they've been doing that for the last, say, 2 years.
Wow.
But now, because so many comedians are out of work, they were like, we're going to loosen up our guidelines. Mm-hmm. So there's not as much paperwork, and you can just get your money faster. So I know they've stepped that up for all Comedy Store comics. Now, up until this pandemic, they were thinking about opening up the fund to all comedians. But right now they're like, okay, let's circle the wagons. Let's take care of our comics first.
Yeah.
But what they are doing is they're planning benefits in conjunction with something, I think it's called Comedy Cares. Zoe Friedman, Bud Friedman's daughter from the Improv, has a nonprofit that does the same thing the Comedians Assistance Fund does, but you just don't have to be a Comedy Store comic to qualify.
Interesting.
So they are doing a benefit in conjunction with the Comedy Store. I'm not sure which club in New York. Maybe it's The Stand or The Cellar, one of the really good clubs in New York. And then, like, All Things Comedy, Earwolf, and another podcast thing. We're going to be doing, like, online shows and almost like a live streaming telethon thing to raise money for this fund so all these comedians that are out of work can at least get some temporary relief and go, all right, I'm going to be able to keep the lights on. I'm going to be able to keep food in the fridge.
That's a great idea.
Is a blessing.
Yeah.
And awesome. And Comedy Store is really doing, I couldn't be more proud of what the Comedy Store is doing. And
that's great.
So happy to be a part of the place.
When things come back, dude, let me know if you know, I'll be happy to volunteer my time for any comedy club that gave me a chance in the beginning, you know, and has given me stage time, and, you know, I'd be happy to volunteer
time. Well, the one
time.
Thing I'm trying to do is, through the Motion Picture Television Fund, they have all these volunteer opportunities for retired people, like for the elderly.
Yeah.
Like where you could just call and check in on them, or you could go do their grocery shopping for them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty of opportunities.
Okay,
to
great.
Sort of give back.
Awesome, man. It's so great, man. I love to see that how creative people are getting, because our hands are so tied. Like, you want to help, and then you go, man, sometimes the best help is, like, not doing anything because you don't want to get anybody sick, right?
So, right, like, you don't want to get anybody sick. You don't want to get in the way.
Yeah.
What I think is really cool is what happens once the smoke clears.
Yeah.
I mean, how many awesome comics are going to step up and make this happen?
Yeah, man. You know, like I said, I love to see how creative people get. Like, our hands are so tied on what we can actually do right now, but it's just great to see how creative people can get to help.
Look at all these live streamings and these, like, look, we're doing a podcast over the thing, and
yep.
I'm trying to figure out how to get more of my stand-up clips out there. Dude, it's awesome. It's like, I think the industry's forever changed because of this. I think people are going to figure out ways to entertain outside of the, I mean, it was going in that direction anyway.
Yeah.
Like all this, like Twitch and Facebook Live mm-hmm. and Instagram Live videos. It's cool. It's like just another way to like enter, like form like an online community and entertain peer to peer almost.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, I recorded an album like 5 years ago that I never released.
Put it out.
Yeah. The only thing that I did was I made like hard copies and I sold them on the road, but I haven't even done that in years. Yeah, it's none of the material I'm doing now. It's just like an hour of old material that's never been released. And right now I'm working on, I already have, you know, my co-host of this podcast, my buddy, Kevin Lyons, he made a great artwork for it. And, I'm getting ready to drop it, dude. I'm going to put it on Pandora, iTunes, everything. It's just, it's something
that's
been...
Yeah, you got to get it to the radio, too.
Yes, like XM Radio, right?
Yeah, they're great. XM sort of created the middle-class comedian, you know, because mm-hmm. they're paying real money for your content, which is great.
I may need your help to get to ask you how to go about that, on getting on XM. That I don't know. But, you know, it's something that's been on the back burner for a while that you never really had time to do. And it wasn't a priority because it's like a really old CD, you know. And now I'm just like, you know what? I have the time. And I'm doing it. I'm just going to put it out there. That's what this time is for.
That's what this is for. Like, it's so amazing. Like, I'm busier than I should be because I have so many of those little nagging things. I'm like, oh, I need to post this video. I need to give notes on this project. I need to. And I'm like, whoa. it's making me realize I'm going to have to focus my life a little bit better, because I can't keep on trying to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I can most definitely help you with this, trying to get it to satellite radio. It's just, you have to fill out these different forms, track by track, all the information. I have that stuff, and then you just email it off.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I got to get on that stuff, man. You know, just, I'm listen, it's sad. You know, some people have lost their lives. Some people are ill. And besides that, there's really, really healthy people that lost their jobs and that are just scared. And so there's a lot, I mean, there's a lot of downside to this. So, but the upsides, it's like, use this time to get ahead of some things that you never really had time to get ahead before. Because before you
know
it,
what's going to happen, dude.
Yeah.
Do you know how many great ideas are going to come out of this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many great books, great movies, all these people that have had all these wonderful ideas that are going to change the world but just haven't had the time to work on them?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
By the way, isn't there a movie called Pandemic that came out like not even a year ago about something like this? I never saw it though.
I don't watch that.
So,
Tiger King's horrifying enough. I can't wait. I want you to call me after the first 5 minutes of watching this.
Oh, of the documentary?
Like, what the?
Yeah.
It's riveting.
All
There's
right.
No other way. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
When I saw it, I was like, I didn't feel like in a rush to go run and watch it, but now you made me interested. I'll check it out.
Oh, there's a reason why everything on social media right now is a meme of this.
Oh, I haven't even noticed.
Oh, dude, it's spreading faster than the coronavirus.
Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, dude, thanks for calling in. You know, if there's anything, any last thing to try to help spread positivity, like, you know, I put the lights up outside. It's for, you know, like you said, families are walking more than ever together. And,
absolutely.
You know, that's really all they can
call
do. So
friend.
I put lights out. So at least, you know, it calms, you know, the kids aren't so scared. And like, you know, the parents can kind of be like, yo, look at that house. Look at that house. Kind of like around Christmas time. Not that it's to take anything away from Christmas traditions, but I just put lights out there, you know, and people can, and that's what I'm kind of doing. If anybody at home wants to participate in that, it's just like, you know, it just kind of shows that we're all in this together. You're spreading joy, you know, and instead of like, the cool thing is like, instead of looking back to this on the horrific memories, you can look back at it. Like if you're a little kid, when you grow up, you're going to be like, man, I remember that time we had that crazy pandemic, but you know what? Like me and my mom put the Christmas decorations up together in March. Like that was fun. You know what I mean? Something
exactly.
Like that. But yeah, dude, I'm glad you were on because I knew somebody would help me find the good in this and look at the positive and spread positivity. It would be you, dude.
Dude, I mean, how great is that first hug going to be when you see one of your friends? How great is that laughter going to sound when you're on stage? Think of all those tiny little things you took for granted that you just won't anymore. Like just being able to jump into a car and see one of your buddies. Like the littlest, tiniest things.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah. You know, some people are still doing it.
I know.
Yeah. All right, you guys. You guys got to stay home. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself so that you can take care of other people. Whatever you think this is, if you just still don't be safe. It's better to be safe than be sorry, you know. Stay home and let's just get through this.
Yep, if you want to have some laughs, look at that. Somebody on Twitter has a link of all these Italian mayors screaming at people and cursing at them to stay indoors.
Oh, man.
The funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, Steve, so, I'd ask if you have any tour dates, but I don't think either of us do right now.
You know what? Here's some good news. I was supposed to be in Virginia this weekend, and I just found out it got rescheduled to like the 18th and 19th of June. So let's pray that we're going to be out of the woods by that point, and I'll be able to make that date at the Arlington Draft House.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm trying to postpone a lot of my stuff too. Man, I had Vegas coming up. I had like Portland and Seattle and Spokane and Idaho, and all of those got canceled, but I'm trying to get them postponed to further dates.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. All the work's still going to be there, and people are going to need what we do more than ever.
Yeah.
They're going to need to laugh.
Well, man, you know, I'm right down the street. If you need anything, give me a call. You know, and usually I'm out. When I go out, I'm out on the other side where you probably never really go, over in Calabasas. I'm there daily, And there's a lot of supermarkets over there that I was in one today that was kind of like already like pretty stocked. It was like pretty good. They had a lot of stuff. So if you need something, dude, let me know.
All right. I love you, buddy. Tell my best to your family. And thank you for letting me hang out.
Will do. Thank you, bro. I love you, too. I'll see you later.
Take care. God bless.
All right, guys, that was Steve Simone. I love that guy. And like I said, man, just try to spread positivity. Listen, as a comedian, the toilet paper jokes are getting kind of old. I think at this point they're hacky. That's my personal opinion. Also, I think if you're spreading negativity, it doesn't help the situation. I personally have stopped sharing or liking or posting anything that has to do with the supermarkets being empty, the shelves being empty, toilet paper running out. That spreads panic, and that's not what I'm about. I'm about positivity. I'm about helping. I'm about staying clean and washing your hands, and let's get everybody back to work all together, okay? It's just my personal opinion. I think it's enough already with the toilet paper jokes. Let's start seeing how creative we can get. Like I said, our hands are tied on what we can actually do because, you know, you want to help somebody, but it might hurt them to get in contact with them, you know, and if you have to help somebody, wear gloves, wear the mask, you know, wash your hands, do what you got to do and help them out and then come back and then you wash your hands again and you take all the stuff off. you know, just be careful, you know, but most importantly, I love seeing, and it's interesting to see the different ways that people are being creative. It's like you're being, you know, with our hands so tied, people are using their brains to see how they can help and how they can move forward and not fall behind. And I'm doing all I can, but I honestly don't think I'm doing enough. And I think, and I'm mad at my own brain for not being as creative as I'd like it to be. So I'm just going to keep going. And I really appreciate you guys. Like I said in the beginning, please, the best way to support, I don't like donations. I don't like asking for money, but I'm not going to lie to you either. I lost a lot of money. We're stand-up comics. That's pretty much how we earn, okay? And right now, our industry is done. It's done. I can't perform. You know, I saw today that the Laugh Factory was doing live streaming shows, but there's no audience. It's just comics going up in front of no audience. I mean, they're trying. You got to give it to these I tuned in for a second. You know, they had Alonzo Boda on stage. I know my buddy Tom Tran was over there. I can't, like, I tuned in for a second to try to watch it, and I can't because I was just getting mad at the comments. You know, I can't, there's stupid people that are watching that are commenting, like, this guy's not funny. This guy's bombing. It's like, dude, you have no idea what it is to perform with no audience. So it was just infuriating me that people, you know, people, these comics are trying their best. You think they want to perform in front of no audience? Do you know what it's like to tell your jokes to emptiness and they don't bounce back? There's no, you have no energy to feed off of, you know? And plus the laughter is contagious. So if you don't hear laughter, you don't know when to laugh. And comics, our timing is everything and our breathing on stage is everything. You have to breathe in the right place. So if we don't have the audience laughter, we don't have something to base our timing off of where to breathe and when to pause. So it's just so hard to do things like that. But comics are doing it. They don't want to do it. They're doing it to provide entertainment for you guys who can't go out anymore. So they're doing it. And, you know, and then there's people commenting, oh, this guy is bombing. Like, there's no audience. What do you mean by? So it was just infuriating. But anyway, it's just, I love seeing people getting creative on how to support. But like I was saying, like, you know, it's no secret that comics, that's, you know, we're kind of done. Our industry is like certainly paused right now. There's no money coming in. I do not ask for charity, but if you guys would like to support, I'm living off of sponsorships and t-shirt sales right now, and pretty soon a CD release, which I'll keep you guys posted on. So if you can, it would be great. If great way to support is to go to homeschooledpod.com. Everything's on there. Or you can go to agostinocomedian.com, but it's homeschooledpod.com, and you can click on sponsors and see all the products and services that sponsor us. Give one of them a try. There's trials, there's, you know, discounts. Like this episode is brought to you by Masterclass and Embrace Pet Insurance. Check it, but there's a whole bunch on there. Or, you know, just buy a hoodie or a t-shirt or something. That's just the best way to support. Spread the word about the podcast because we love the listeners. All right, you guys. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for continuing to support the Homeschool Podcast. My co-host Kevin Lyons ain't here because, like I said, for the time being, I'm taking all precautions and I'm not making. We're practicing social distancing and I'm having the guests call in. All right, I appreciate you guys. Feel free to contact me while you're on the website. Hit contact. You can email me, homeschoolpod.com. I'm also on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Everything is at Agustino Zoida. And that's it, you guys. I'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Stay inside. Let's get through this.
Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because it was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.